For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pressured NATO allies to double their defense spending target and bashed Germany over its support for a major gas deal with Russia. Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Emily Haber, had a tempered response.
I don't think that the chancellor came out of the meeting today with the American president feeling belittled.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy lends his perspective.
The Europeans are trying to be the bigger party to this dispute. They are trying to do the right thing and hold together the transatlantic alliance. All they're trying to do, I think, is just survive Donald Trump so that 2.5 years from now, maybe NATO still exists. And so, of course, they're going to try to say that the alliance is still strong.
The president is also meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in Helsinki next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Mexico's next president will be meeting soon with top Trump administration officials, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate has passed a resolution calling for congressional involvement in decisions on tariffs. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said the president's abusing a national security waiver to penalize U.S. allies.
This is an abuse of that authority. That's why Congress needs to speak up today.
The administration has threatened another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese products. This is USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has gotten pranked. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities have arrested a California woman that's accused of beating a 91-year-old man on the 4th of July for what witnesses said could have been a xenophobic assault. Lakeisha Jones of Los Angeles was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and is now being held in lieu of $200,000 bail. The man, Rodolfo Rodriguez, said he was out for a walk when a woman struck him with a concrete brick. Another passerby said she was almost hit by a brick as well. Investigators thought Rodriguez may have bumped into a little girl with Jones, sparking the confrontation, but Rodriguez said he bumped into no one. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.